This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office issued a memo today related to an increased reward for the arrest of Sean Eugene Hoff Jr., the man suspected of shooting at an officer from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Hoff was spotted by a wildlife officer in August of last year using a spotlight on Redwood House Road near Highway 36. The truck driver sped off, while Hoff was in the rear of the truck shooting at the wildlife officer during the pursuit. The vehicle was abandoned and Hoff, along with the driver, fled into the woods on foot. They have been on the run since. Hoff Jr. has a $500,000 Ramey warrant out in his name, and the reward for any information leading to his arrest has now been increased to $20,000. Law enforcement in Mendocino County as well as the Coast Guard are searching for 64-year-old Fort Bragg resident James Bagley, who went missing while kayaking north of Noyo Bay on Sunday afternoon. A group of kayakers found Bagley's kayak unattended in the ocean, and a Coast Guard helicopter from McKinleyville and Humboldt County was called out to the area, along with Mendocino County deputies and search parties. Some witness statements suggested that Bagley went out kayaking that Sunday morning, while other statements have said that Bagley gave conflicting statements of what his plans were. Bagley was not located, and search parties were back out on scene yesterday. The location where Bagley's kayak was found had ocean depths of 40 to 60 feet. Crews are in the midst of the fire season, and CAL FIRE reported yesterday that over 3,000 lightning strikes occurred over the last 48 hours, igniting dozens of wildfires in Northern California. The Orleans complex of fires saw 7 new fires added to the complex, ranging in size from 1 to more than 60 acres. Crews are focusing on the Ukanon fire burning 20 miles north of Orleans, a fire that has burned more than 3,800 acres of land. Overall, the series of fires have burned over 5,000 acres of land, and over 700 personnel were made out on scene establishing containment lines. Smoke impacts to residents in Soames Bar, Hoopa, Willow Creek, and other areas in the Klamath Basin have been registered at moderate to unhealthy. Containment of the Orleans complex stands at 10%, and it's not expected to be fully contained until the end of September. In state news, Governor Jerry Brown signed Assembly Bill 990 into law, a bill that will require the Cal State University system to provide data to students about the cost of off-campus living in their respective cities and towns. Governor Brown signed the bill into law on Monday, and that means that each February, universities will have to post on their own websites the market cost of a one-bedroom apartment near each campus. The university systems have been using outdated data for more than a decade ago. And a quick reminder for Eureka residents, if you want to donate blood and enjoy some barbecue along with first responders, you can do so at the Blood Bank in Eureka. The event will run until 7 p.m. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news from the city of Eureka.
Members of the Eureka Police Department, along with staff from the city of Eureka's Code Enforcement Division and Humboldt Bay Fire, conducted health and safety inspections at properties belonging to Floyd and Betty Squires yesterday. The inspections are the culmination of a long-running dispute between the city and the landlords, the condition of the buildings they rent to residents, years of complaints from tenants and neighbors, and code violations and lawsuits. The inspection found numerous public health and safety violations, along with buildings and code infractions as well. Many of the buildings that were inspected are part of an ongoing lawsuit initially filed in 2011. In a press release, the city said that it now intends to examine its options and resolve the violations found through all available legal means.
Thank you, Dan. Caltrans has added a new app that will enhance the current quick map that alerts drivers to various road hazards, as well as other traffic information. Called the Waze app, it will now add layers to quick map that will provide more details about road closures, slow traffic, or other highway incidents. Waze has worked in coordinations with Caltrans since last year to update the quick map application and to provide more timely information. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.